Okay, we're picking up the Gemara. The three lines from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a very long Gemara over here. If you look at the words, I'm curious. This is one of the longest dapim in Shas. So we'll try to get as far as we can. And this Amud, the next Amud is a little shorter, but Be'ez Shem will probably have to mash them tomorrow. So the Gemara now says a lot of Agata, nice ideas. Continuing the concept of opening up before discussing Esther with a different psukim, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Pasach HaPeskele Parsha Mahacha, introduced the Sefer the Megillas Esther from the following pasuk. Here, Kaf to Enes or Shina Banam Hashem Maya, the pasuk at the Hillim, which tells us that Hashem literally put on us a person over our heads and entered fire and water. What is this fire and water? Be'esh bin Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, fire of the days of Nebuchadnezzar. He threw Hanana Mishael Vezaria into the fire. That's what Rashi explains in the Marsha. So we're going to quote the Marsha a lot because he's like the Melech of Agadata. So he says, no, maybe it means the fire of the base of Megiddo. She destroyed the fire. V'mayim b'mayim parom. The water was the days of Paro. And it took us out through abundance, which implies feasts, which was in the days of Haman. And the Ravaya implies a feast. Those are events which led to the downfall of Haman and Vashti. Vashti was, she didn't come out. And Haman also took place during the feast. We were Dafka saved, which is one of the ideas that we were saved with the Gashmias. That's why we have to Dafka celebrate it with the Su'uda as opposed to Chanukah, which was the Ruchnias they were attacking. We don't necessarily have a Chiyuv in Su'uda. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach LePesach LeParsha Mahacha. Rabbi Yochanan introduced the Psukim and Esther with the following Pasach Zachar Achastai V'yamunas L'Veis Yisrael Rochal Asdiar Teshuas Elukeinu. That he recalled his kindness to us and his pledge, and Klal Yisrael is remembering the salvation Hashem gave us. When did everyone in the world see the salvation of Hashem? Because during those times, it sent it throughout the world, and the Achashverosh world we're going to see. The world basically, so 127 provinces, basically the whole world, so that was something which everybody knew about. Rish Lakish Pasach LePeskel LeParsha Mahacher. Rish Lakish used to explain the introduction to Esther from the following. Ari Noem V'dov Shokek Moshel Rasha Alam Dal. You have a pasuk in Mishlei that you have a lion is roaring, a bear is growls, and a wicked ruler rules over a poor nation. So the Gemara says, Ari Nohem, that you have a roaring lion, Zeh Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, the evil one. The Chsev Bey, Allah Aryeh Mesuvascha, the lion came from literally a thicket. So the Gemara says, Dov Shokek, what does it mean that the bear that's growling? Zeh Achashverosh, the Chsev Bey, V'aruchheva Achari Tanya Domed Ladov. That says he is like another beast, second one to similar to the bear. This pasuk is Daniel. Daniel had the famous Nevuah that the four different animals represented the four different nations that were ruling over Klai at a certain time. We had Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Edom. Those are the four. So therefore, and we know that the Paras was symbolizing the bear. Mitanar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says further, Eilu Parsam Shenochem Veshosim Kedov. This refers to the Persians who eat and drink like a bear. Umesurbalim Basar Kedov. They're covered with flesh like a bear. Megalin Sar Kedov. Einlai Menucha Kedov. They grow their hair like a bear. They don't have rest like a bear. Moshe Rasha. Who is considered this wicked ruler? Zehaman. Al Amdal was the poor nation. Eilu Yisrael. Shehayim Dalim in a mitzvah. So we're going to see. They bittul Torah. They were missing mitzvos at this time. Rabbi Lazar pasuk lepesach leparsha mahacha used to introduce pasuk of Esther from the following pasuk. Bataltim yemei amikra v'shulah sedayim midlof habayis. The pasuk of Kohelis tells us through laziness the ceiling is going to fall down. Through again some of the also idleness, the hands of the house are going to leak. The Gemara says b'shulat tzilus shebem Yisrael. Yisrael were klayus or lazy. We're not learning. Shalasku b'tayra nasu soinu shakadosh baruch hu mech. This is a lashon sar ginar. It's euphemism. It doesn't actually mean soinu shakadosh baruch hu chazir shalom. It means actually klayus Yisrael. That the klayus Yisrael became poor, and that's what we see over here. That how chamor bittul Torah is. That therefore Hashem. That's why we had all the Kriv Haman. We were punished in the first place because we weren't learning Torah properly. Nowadays, we have so much access to Torah. My uncle always points out, you know, it was so much access to Torah, we have no more excuses anymore. We have, you know, Hebrews too hard. You have so many English Sfarim. They have so many different things to access Torah whenever you want, wherever you're driving, anywhere you're going. There's Torah accessible all the time. Ve'en mach ela ani. So we should learn. That's the point. Ve'en mach ela ani. That mach means a poor person. Shenemar ve'en mach hu me'erkecha. If he is poor, For assigning on you. Ve'in mekare ela kosh baruchu. Mekare over here means Hashem. Shedebar mekare b'mayim el Yosef, who roofs of his upper chambers with water. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak pasach lepeschel bar parsha mehalcha. He opened the safe Megillas Esther from the following. Shira ma'aleis lulei Hashem shaya lanu yomana Yisrael lulei Hashem shalanu mekubalenu Adam. Adam v'lei melech. The pasach in the Shira ma'aleis in Tehillim tells us that Hashem that been with us as we said now, that's when someone came up against us. Adam v'lo melech, specifically a man and not a king. This implies it's who is Adam v'lo melech? Is someone who's not a king? Who is not a king? It's referring to Haman, who was was out against us. Rava pasuk le'pischa le'pashas amehacha. Rava introduced Esther with another pasuk. He says, "Berevos tzadikim ismach am losher rasha yenach am." When the righteous people are exalted, people rejoice. When the wicked people are in charge, people are sighing. It's not a good thing for the masses either. Berevos tzadikim ismach am. When righteous people, everyone else is going to be excited. When it's that, Mordechai v'Esther d'chsiva ir shushan salav simcha. Doesn't necessarily say the Jews are shushan. It says all of shushan was happy when the Jews, Mordechai came in the royal attire. They saw he's a nice guy and he's now in charge. He's having this higher stature. People were happy. Now the Gemara continues, Moshe Rashi and Acham, the people, the wicked people are in charge. It's not a good thing. People are sighing. Say Haman d'chsiva ir shushan nevoicha. Shushan was very literally bewildered after Hashem at Haman issues decree. Now, Pashup Shad, again, he could explain it refers only to the Jews, but it could also explain that even the non-Jews didn't necessarily want this to happen, this evil person take over and have this whole annihilation of the Jews. Yeah, maybe they would have wanted it. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Masna Amar Mahacha, Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Loy Lekim Kroivim Eilav. One nation is so great, Hashem close to it. The Pasuk is a direct reference, and Marsha explains very beautifully. What did Haman say? Agav, the whole idea of Purim is to come together. Haman's whole takana was Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzer Mefored Ben Amim Mechol Nos Malchuzecha. There's this strange nation. They have strange practices. They're not even together themselves. They're all fighting with themselves all the time. So how do we assert the opposite of what Haman's taina is? We say this pasuk. We say Kimi Goy Asher Elokim Kovim Elav Kibachol Karinu Elav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When we call out to Hashem, wherever we call out to Hashem, Hashem will answer us. That was in direct defiance of Haman's taina, and that's what's going on. That was the backlot, the kilu, the anecdote to Haman's taina. The Gemara continues another pasuk and Esther now. Vayivi Me'al Chashver Shem Rav Vayhi. We quoted this before. Marsha quoted this before to explain that Vayhi is lashon of a tzar. Here also Vayhi woe and mourning. Enemies, slaves, and we're going to be sold to slaves here also. Pasuk tells us that the punishment for Klal Yisrael, in part, I think it's in the Tochacha, that Ve'ein Kona, no one's going to buy you. This Nevuah was fulfilled during Haman, decreed that no one's allowed to even purchase a Jewish slave, and they were just stuck. They couldn't even work, they didn't have food, it was starving, it was a bad situation. And that's part of the idea that Esther said, Kinim Karno, Anivami, Lahashmi, Larog, Labed. Where was we see that they were sold? We see that there's an idea that the double tragedy that they were sold also is very, very bad. Shmuel Amar, Lomastim, Logalton, Lachalasam, have not revolted them and not rejected to completely destroy them. That because Baruch was telling us even there, I'm not going to fully destroy you. And the Gemara says, "Lo mastim imeivanim." When was I not literally repulsed by them? So the Gemara says that was in times of the Greeks. V'lo galtim, and also I've been rejected them. B'mei nevuchanetzer, it has nevuchanetzer. They haven't, even though Hashem destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, also wasn't completely rejected. Chalosem, when did I not allowed to be completely destroyed? It was in the time of Haman. The half of Brisa Yitam b'mei parsaim, time of the Persians to break my bris with them, covenant with them. Time of the God. This refers to the times of Gog and Magog. Now the Gemara says, "Vayter b'masni satana." And the Brisa was taught, "Lo me'astim b'mei kastim." And I revolt against them by time of the kastim. Right, they were before the parsaim. Shemaditil them Daniel v'chanem mishal v'azaria. I helped them with Daniel chanem mishal v'azaria to save them. Lo galtim, and I didn't reject them. The time of Yavanim. Shemaditil them Shimon atzadik v'chashmad Yavanim atisel koin gadol. And the famous Matisyahu and the Chashmonim after the Chalos Sam Mehaman to destroy them in times of Haman. Shemaniti Lem Mordechai VeEsther LaFebri Iti Isam BeMei Parsaim to break my treaty, my covenant with them. That was the times of the Persians. So Shailo, okay. The Gemara says Vayter Shemaniti Lehem Shel Beis Rebbe Chachmei Adiris. I pointed the children of Rebbe and the generations to save them through Talmud Torah. Ken Yashem Elokechem Laasi Lavam. I am Hashem their God in the times to come. Shein Kol Umel Lashon Echol Elishol Behem. No other people in the time of Moshe Mashiach. We long for that time. No one's going to tell us what to do. Not America, not anybody else. We'll be able to have our own reign through Yiddishkeit and Torah values and nothing else. Rabbi Levi Amar Mahacha. And Rabbi Levi says that introduced Esther. Going back to introducing Esther. Vim Lo Sarisho Es Yoshua Aretz. If you're not and not drive out the people of the land. This is actually a reference to Shaul's big mistake that he left the king of Amalek alive, Agag, Melech Amalek, and eventually the Gemara is going to say later, and David Gimel, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to tell us that he eventually fathered a child, and that descendant ended up being the whole story, that was the whole tikkun of Mordechai from Ishimini, from Binyamin, the same Shevet, which Shaul was from. So this all was part of this threat was carried out only because Shaul had not done what Shmuel told him, to kill everybody from Amalek. So they continued, and they continued to harass us until this day. Many have said that their descendant, we heard a Masorah before, it's fascinating, there's a Masorah written before anything even happened with Nazi Germany, that the Germans were descendants of Amalek. Okay, very fascinating thing. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiyama, Rahacha, Vaya, Kasher Dimisi, Lassos Lechem, Esel Lechem, I should come to pass, what I thought to do for you, I will do. And so this is a following pasuk of what we just quoted before, that the threat is going to be fulfilled during times of Haman, when the Jewish people were about to be destroyed. Bamish were on the verge, the brinks of being destroyed. Now the Gemara continues referencing to the Megillah. What's Achashverosh? I'm a Rav. Achiv Shel Rosh. He's the brother of the head. Ben Gilosh Rosh, and also the same character as the head. So who is this? Achiv Shel Rosh. Who's this brother of the head? Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Hashanikra Rosh. He's the brother of the king of Nebuchadnezzar, who was also called the head. Not literally brothers, but they are with similar characteristics. That's why they're called brothers over here. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Shenemar Antu Resha Di Dehava, is referenced to Nebuchadnezzar. You are the head of gold. Ben Gilosha Rosh, also the same characteristics of Nebuchadnezzar. Arag, Ubikesh Laroi, Nebuchadnezzar killed Achashiros, sought to kill, Echrev Ubikesh Achrib. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh also wanted to destroy the Hemshech of the potential rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Nemar, Malchus Achashverosh, Betchilos Malchus Kosos, Sin Al Yoshvei Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. This pasuk is in Ezra. We see that during the reign of Koresh, I think it was, Jews, I think they were before Achashverosh, right? The Jews, during the reign of Koresh, they went back, yeah. They, some of them started to go back to start rebuilding Beis HaMikdash. However, the psukim over there relate that the Shomronim, the people who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they did not want the Jews to come back. So they started protesting to the government. Nothing's changed. The locals are not letting us live in a land that is ours. So he actually, they ended up stopping it. Achashverosh came, he completely stopped any building of the Beis HaMikdash. So he also wanted to, in a certain sense, attack and destroy the Beis HaMikdash from being built. During Achashverosh, the Lashon of Achashverosh, the Marsha points out, this actually could be, if you scramble the words, it could be the same letters as the word Ish and Shachor, the black and fire, that this had been, we've been blackened by fire, Ke'ilim, during his reign. Not a good time for the Jews. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, call Shezochro Amar Achum the Rosha. He called him, woe, Ach, who the Rosha, woe is on his head, that maybe he's going to die anytime you see him. He was a crazy guy who could kill people. Rabbi Chanin Amar Shekol Nase, Rashin Biyamav. Everyone became poor in his time because Shinamar Vyasa Melech Hajrimas. He put on crazy taxes on the people. People were not able to make a living because of how many crazy taxes he had. Mark Tinez, Hu Achashverosh, Hu Berishom, and Tchilas Atzofa. He was wicked from the very beginning to the end. It's one of those things when you're a kid, I don't think, at least when I was a kid and they taught me Megillah, they didn't properly portray Achashverosh as like the Rasha Merusha that he, Chazal, very clearly indicated all over Hashas how terrible he was. Yes, he ended up saving the Jews, but originally, first of all, he agreed to kill them. He had no problem killing all of them, only because of his love for Esther, completely motivated by different selfish ideals, nothing to do with wanting to actually save the Yidden. Was that something that Achashverosh came about? We see over here, the Gemara tells us that he was a wicked, even the days he after agreed to save the Jews. That also is something which was something from beginning to end. Who Dasan Vaviram, and now we're going to have similar drushes about different wicked people, the famous Dasan Vaviram. We're going to have them. The following parshas, we're going to see them also. That's the right, the one who's Lama Sake Reyacha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein Bereshan Metzchilasan Ve'ad Seifan. This teaches us the Dasan Ve'aviram, also from beginning to end. They're the ones who ended up being killed with Korach. They were not from beginning to end. They're always the character, like the guys that you always hear about that are always trying to ruin everything. Hu Hamelach Hu Achaz, King Achaz. So here also Achaz. So the Gemara says about him also, Hu Birshom Etchasa Atzofa, Achaz also was terrible from beginning to end. A similar note on a good side, Avram really is Avraham, who changed his name. So what is this about Avraham? Avram Hu Mitzidkom Etchasa Atzofa. He remained in his Tzidkos from the beginning to end. Interesting, well, I would have a Havamina that Chas V'Shalom that he changed anything. We never see any questions about anything. Hu Aaron Moshe, Again, just praising the righteous, right? Because Azecha Tzadik Levracha, Shem Risham Yerkov, we mentioned that also. I think Warren Titus had that. So we see also Azecha Tzadik Levracha, whenever we mention the Risham, we want to mention how the Tzadikim also is good from beginning to end. So we see Moshe Aaron, Hein B'tzid Kansam, and Tchilasam, and stuff from beginning to end, they were great. V'David Akata, David was the youngest of the children of Yishai, who Bekatnusam, and Tchilasam, and Tzofa, David remained in his humility from beginning to end. Kishem Shabekatnusam, Ektinatma, and Salmisha Gadol V'Torah. He always lowered himself to people who were greater than him in Torah. As Tamadei Chachamim, Kafim Achlusu Hikten Atzma Etzal Mishe Gadol Bemanim Bachachma. So too, he also lowered himself when anyone was greater than him, and he never had the gaiva to stand up before them. He also learned from Mephibosheth, who used to Gemara and Brachos tells us he used to embarrass him in Halacha, and he learned the Sergius better than him, and he would never be embarrassed by that. Mark continues Hamoylech. What does it mean? Amar Shemalach Me'atzma, that he was able to take the throne by himself. So now, when Rav said that, what does that mean? Amalei Shavach, some say that was the praise of Achashverosh. Said Amalei Lagnai, some say it was bad. What does this mean? Amalei Shavach to Lava Inish to Chashid Malka Kavasi. There was no one as great as him who was able, meaning that he was able to. He was not even a family of the royal family, the family court. Yet he was able to take over and become and take over the throne. It must have been a very smart guy. People liked him, very charismatic, whatever it may have been. In order for him to be king, the king. Amalei Lagnai to Lava Chazmo. No, this is very bad. He wasn't even fit to become a king. That was the only reason. Amalei Yisero the Avakayim. He just bribed people. He ended up paying his way through becoming the king. The Gemara continues, Mehoidu ve'ad Kush, so that the Achashverosh wrote from Hoda ve'ad Kush, Rav Shmuel, Chanamar Hoidu b'seif ha'olam, Kush b'seif ha'olam. No, Hoda and Kush are so far from places, and that's teaching of the Chiddush of Hoda and Kush, that he was ruling the whole world. Chanamar no, Hoda and Kush are actually right next to each other. Kabe Hadadu Kayamid, so they're right next to each other. So I'm not going to disagree with the interpretation that he ruled on somebody, basically the whole world. However, once it's saying that the fact that they're close together, Kshinsha Malach on Hodu Vekush, just like he ruled Hodu on Kush, Misof Kach Malach, Mesofa Elam Ve'ad Seifo, so too that he ruled from one end of the world to the other. Kiyotzi Badavar Ata Omer, similar, we see a case as follows, Kihu Roida Bechol Ever, Anar Mitasach Ve'ad Aza. This is referring to Melech Shlomo. He had from one side of Tifsach to Aza. Rav Shmuel Amar Chad Amar Tifsach Vesof Elam Ve'ad Seif Elam. There were no such far-fetched places, and yet Shlomo Melech ruled in a certain way over all of these places. They were right next to each other. This teaches us Kishem Shemelech HaTivsach VeAlaza, just like he ruled in these two places adjacent to each other, Kach Malo Kolam Kulo. So too did he rule on the whole world. Zaktimar Vaiter, Sheva Ve'esher Me'a Medina, 127 provinces, Amar of Chista, that this 127, B'tchila Malach HaSheva, L'Sof Melech HaEsher, L'Sof Me'a, he actually expanded his Malchus. First it was seven. I apologize. I keep having to blow my nose, but sorry, this is a little bad, but cold now. The Gemara says, first he expanded his malchus from 7 to 20 to 127. So the Gemara says, El me'ata, wait a second, shnechayim Amram, sheva, ushloshim, matshana, maidar shabayim, you've seen the life of Amram. 137 years. I don't know why we don't ask this about Sarah, earlier people that we quote in the same Lashonos, but either we ask about Amram, the Gemara says, Shani Achad, the Kray Yisirah, who knows, it's an extra pasuk. Michti, Dichsim, Hodevad, Kush, already says Hodevad, Kush. Why do I have to tell you how many number that is? Sheva, Esrami, Abdina, Lamali, what's the Chiddush to tell you that? We know it's from one end of the world to the other. So therefore, the Gemara says, Mamina, Ladrasha, we learn that it is, that we're therefore being Dorishit, that to teach you that it means, that is teaching you that he ruled the whole world, and he actually started from 7 to 20 to 127. Tanur Rabbanu, we learn a brisa, shlosha, malchu, bekipa. Three people ruled the entire world. What does it mean? Kipa literally means an arch, Rashi says. They ruled under the whole arch, kilu, the entire world. The Gemara says, who are these? Elohim, Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says, Achav, dechsi, v'chay, Hashem, lekechem, yishkoi, mamlacha, shlosha, achadin, levakechshcha. This reference to the pasuk where Avadia was looking for Eliyahu, a Navi. And Avadia was also a Navi. And he was looking for him, and he says that he looked everywhere. He looks over, I could swear they didn't find him, and he looked all over the whole world. The Gemara says, now, if you didn't rule over these whole areas of the world, how would he know? How could he make them swear? This proves that Achav, in a certain sense, was ruling over the whole nation of the world. The Gemara says, Nebuchadnezzar, the nation, the kingdom, which will not serve him, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, will put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babel, meaning that he'll be ruling over them. We've seen that he was ruling over the whole world, Kilim. Achashverosh, Hadi Amran, Achashverosh, we just mentioned, Hodu Vad Kush were in far-fledged places of the world. Tosas is just by the one Tosas which Mezul mentioned. Tosas asks in the bottom corner, very interesting to us at Af. The Tosas asks, what do you mean? We have Alexander the Great, Mokdan from Macedonia. What about him that ruled over the whole world? So Tosas says, yeah, but there's no psukim that describe him. So we're only discussing people who are discussed in Tanakh. Now, turning on to the next time, Yidal, from Bez, the mnemonic of Er Siman, Shasdach. Shasdach is the mnemonic for Shlomo, Sancheriv, Dayavish, and Koresh. And where it says, Vesuleika, there's really no more Vaika Shlomer. Shlomo ruled over the entire world. Why did the Bez not mention him? So Zok the Gemara, Losalik Malchusei. His reign is not completed, as opposed to the other day. Where says Hanichlam under Melech Vayedus Machlokas in Gittin? One says that he was a king, and then he became a commoner and never reigned again after that. Under Melech Vayedus Melech, and now he took over the kingship again. So what is he going to say? Like, remember, why wouldn't he count Shlomo? And where says Shlomo Milsach Risavim? No, he's actually greater than the ones mentioned in that three, because Shemalach Aliyonim Alach Tzarnei. Not just did he rule in the lower worlds, he ruled in the upper worlds. Rashi says Shadim, the demons. He was able to rule over them also. Shemar Vayashav Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. And the Brisa did not include him with the others. Now the Gemara says, "Vave Sancheiriv." Sancheiriv also reigned the entire world. Duchziv, right? This is Ashur. They were Assyria. They definitely ruled the world. Duchziv Kimichola says, "Aela Sheretzilo Sartam Yadoi." Who could anyone in the nations of the world be able to stop the lands from him? It implies that every land was Sancheiriv's. So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim Delo Kavsha, but that was a miracle with Chizkiyahu Melech that he was not able to conquer Yerushalayim. That was the miraculous thing. The Gemara says that if he said Shira, then the Mashiach would have come. So that was an amazing victory against the most powerful nation in the world. Very, very special win. So the Gemara says now, so that he didn't conquer the world. Vayika Daryavish, but Daryavish, Darius, who ruled over the entire world. Of Siv, Daryavish, Melka, Kasav, Chamay, Lachimish, and Didarian, Becholara, Shalmachonish, Yeshke. This is a reference to he was so amazed by what happened when Daniel was saved from Govayaris, from the lions. So he told everybody, he sent the whole world, said that they should fear the God of Daniel. Look what a miraculous thing he had done to save him. So he sent them all over the earth, and he said that you should command them that they should serve Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Aika Sheva Delo Malachai." Wait a second, there are seven provinces we didn't rule over. Dichsev Shefa Shefar Kadam Daryavish Aikim Alchusel Achashdarpanya Mea VeEsrin. Daniel's very hard; it's in Aramaic a lot of it. So the Darius was appointed over the kingdom, 127 areas. So then indicates that 120, where otherwise it says that Achashverosh ruled 127. So here is 120. Here again, he says 120, but Achashverosh was 127, so that he sounds like he's missing the seven that Achashverosh had. So therefore, he's not listed because he was missing seven. The Gemara says, wait a second, Vayika Koresh, but wait a second, Cyrus. He also ruled over the entire world. The Gemara says, Dichziv Koimar Koiresh Melech Paras, Koma Macho Cyrus, Nasan Li Hashem. Cyrus said, all the kings of Hashem given to me. So then, the Pasuk in Ezra. So why is it that we don't count Cyrus? The Gemara says, Hasan, no, he's only saying it about himself. He didn't actually have the whole nation of the world. He's just praising himself as well. We know kings are pretty arrogant, so you too. He's a pretty arrogant guy. It's typically with the Kabbalah from Nashi. He was just praising himself in self-arrogance, but it wasn't actually the truth that he actually ruled over the whole world. In those days, the king sat. The Gemara says, what does it mean, those days? When is it? It sounds like the party that he made was right away. And then it says, right? The whole big party in the very beginning of Megillah Esther. So what's going on over here? Was it the beginning or the third year? So where's the Mike? What does it mean, the lashon of when he sat on the throne? When his mind was put at ease, which was in the third year of his reign. Why was it put, and then it made a very big party. Why? Achashverosh said, Balshetzer, the king of Babel, calculated 7 years. Everyone had this Masorah, everyone knew the famous Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which said there's going to be 7 years of Galus Babel, in which case the Yidden are going to come back after that point and be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Balshetzer also made a miscalculation, and therefore he thought that the 7 years were up, but it didn't happen, that it would never happen, so they could party that Klai Yisrael is not coming back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. I calculated 70 years, and I know that they have not erred my conclusion, and therefore I know that you are not able to come back. Just to give a sequence of the Dvarim so we understand here what's going on, we have first Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Then after them, we have Marduch, I didn't pronounce his name. He was a Rasha, the Gemara is going to mention him in a moment, and he was after that point. Then after that, you have Balshetzer, who was a Melech of Bavel. Then after that, you have Daryavish, who was Parasmar. Then we have, after him was Koresh, after Machashverosh, and then you have Daryavish, also the second, the Daryavish the second. That was, the Gemara is going to mention, who was Esther's son, who allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. So now, So the Gemara asks, so what exactly was this miscalculation? Mai, how exactly did he make this mistake? Says up the Gemara, Dechsev, Kilefi, Melois, Lebavel, Shivim, Shona, Efkon, Eschem. 7 years of Bavel completed, I shall remember you. Dechsev, Lemalos, Charvas, Rishalayim, Shivim, Shona. The complete 7 years of ruins of Rishalayim. Balshetz understood the 7 years of Bavel should be started from when Nebuchadnezzar started to rule, because that's really when he was going to start oppressing the Jews all over Eretz Yisrael, and not necessarily from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Chashav, Rebbe Chamish, Rebbe Zecha, Rebbe Zecha, Rebbe Zecha, Rebbe Zecha, Evil Mordach Tarte Didei. This Evil, the Evil is lashon evil. Merodach. Merodach is the Merodach is the evil one that was one who was right before. Just mention him. He was the one who was right after Nebuchadnezzar. So we see that if you count the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar and then 23 years of the Merodach, 2 years of his own reign, Belshazzar. So he understood that that was already Shivim, and that he saw that the Jews did not come to Eretz Yisrael. Apik ma'ane davi mikdash shamash b'u. So therefore, he literally plundered the kelim, the Beis HaMikdash, and he used them at the big party with his members. So again, that was obviously not appropriate. That was the whole thing. So we're going to have is Achashverosh also. He took the Mekelim Shonim, read it in a good Eicha. Why? Because those Kelim that he used for the party were from the Beis HaMikdash celebrating the fact that the Jews were not coming back. We see he was a Rasha. Very, very bad person. I don't know if it's not rain for a total of 45 years. There was different exiles over here. That the Rashi just helps us with the Seder Olam, that really Melech Bavel was Nebuchadnezzar, and really he took the throne from Ashur, Assyria, and yet 1 year later he started to rule over Klal Yisrael. Then what happened after that was that he starts a mass wave of exile of bringing Galus before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He takes Yoyachin, who was the son of Yehoyakim, and he takes him and these Megala, many of the Rabbanim and the Chashuv Talmid Chachamim and people who are of stature, and he leaves only really the poorer people and the people who are going to do any problems to him. Then, after that, 11 years later, the Bavel came again and decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That was King Tzidkiyahu, and he brought them into Galus. This took place in the 19th year of his rule, 18 years after Yehoyachim was captured. So now going back to the Gemara, there was different exiles. The Gemara says, Galabashav l'kibush Yehoyachim, Galus Yehoyachim. Yehoyachim, who was the son, occurred in the 7th year following Nebuchadnezzar conquest of Yehoyachim, the first, his father. Shayash Mona Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 8th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. So that's what's going on. And then the exile of Tzidkiyah, which happened, as we mentioned, 18 years after Yoyakim was captured, that's what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Which was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. The first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign was Nineveh was conquered. Shnia Kibesh Yoyakim. The second year of Nebuchadnezzar, Yoyakim was then conquered. Then the Gemara says, "Uchsev vayi b'shloshim v'sheva shana lagas Yoyachin, Melech Yehuda b'shneim asar, Chodesh b'esrim v'chamisha l'chodesh nasa evil mordach Melech Bava b'shnas malchusay, Zrosh Yoyachin Melech Yehuda v'yetzos v'mesa kalua." He brought him from prison. And he took over 37 years after Yoyachin was exiled. So Gemara says, "Vayter Timnei." So from the Nebuchadnezzar, we have 8 years before he exiled Yoyachin. Utlasin Hasheva, and 37 years after Yoyachin, as we just pointed out, Harei Arba'in V'Chamish Nebuchadnezzar is 4 to 5 years the entire duration of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. V'Esrin Tlas to Avam Mordach Gemara, and the 23 years of Mordach, we have a tradition that way. We don't have psukim that support it. And then the 2 years of Belshazzar's own reign, this is 70 years. So we see, Amar Hashtavade to Lomar Parke. So since the Jews have not been redeemed to this Nebuah, they are never going to be redeemed. The Jews are never going to be redeemed. So the Gemara says, what did he do? But we see, I guess he was like fearing to use them before. He took the things from the Beis HaMikdash and started to use them. Hanu de Kamar Leila Daniel Val Marish Mai Tremamta the Mind of the Vesas David Kadamach. So this is what the reference Daniel told Belshazzar, that you've exalted yourself above the Master of Heaven, meaning use the Kelim Beis HaMikdash. This is a tremendous chutzpah. So baby Lelia Kata Belshazzar Malka Kasda. The very night Belshazzar was killed. He got murdered. Siv Daryavish Meda Kabil Machusik Varshin and Shaitin Tartin, and Daryavish received the kingship of the age of of 62 years. So this was all the cheshbon for determining that that's what happened with the king of Belshazzar. So Gemara says, "Amar ilu matas." Now Gemara continues, "How Chashrish made a mistake? Ana Chashrish devloitin. I'm gonna make a calculation, not make a mistake. Miksev l'malchus Bavel. Then they're from the kingdom of Bavel. Right? Bavel ksev. My Bavel, Galus Bavel. Must be from Galus Bavel. Come a bit, Sira. How many years must be deleted from Belshazzar's calculation to assume that the Jews are never going to be redeemed? Timde, 8 years. Chashiv Ayala. If I also Chashrish calculated and put these years in place, the years deleted. Chadash of Belshazzar. 1 year in Belshazzar's reign, and then Chamish Nidaravish Mekoresh, and 5 years of Deavish, and then Cyrus of Persia, that was the one before, they all reigned before Achashverosh, and then his own 2 years of his reign were 7 years from the exile of Yoyachin. So he had his cheshbon now, and the 7 years are completed, and they're not being redeemed. They're not going to be redeemed. As a punishment for this, the Satan came and danced among them and killed Vashti. That whole feast of Vashti is what's the beginning of Megillah. So that was Shaila ben Yoyada asked why wasn't Achashverosh himself killed? Okay, that's a whole Shaila. But Betzem, that's what the Gemara says. Wait a second, I'll pick up Shaper Kashim as Hashem in tomorrow's daf.